This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma. The mortal remains of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh were consigned to flames with full state honours at Nigam Bodh Ghat in New Delhi yesterday. The funeral pyre was lit by his eldest daughter, Upinder Singh. After the ceremonial guard of honour, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, and Jagat Prakash Nadda and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid their last respects to the former Prime Minister at Nigam Bodh Ghat. Besides, several leaders from Congress Party, including Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi, offered their tributes. Dr. Manmohan Singh died on 26th December at Ames, New Delhi, at the age of 92. The Home Ministry has said that the government will allocate space for the memorial of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The ministry said in a statement that the government received a request from Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in this regard. The ministry said immediately after the Union Cabinet meeting, Home Minister Amit Shah communicated to Mr. Kharge and the family of Dr. Singh that the government will allocate space for the memorial. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, has directed the Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, to investigate allegations of differential pricing by cab aggregators. They are allegedly charging different fares for the same rides on Android and Apple devices. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said that he has asked CCPA to conduct a detailed inquiry into this and to submit a report at the earliest. Mr. Joshi has also asked the department to look into other sectors as well, like food delivery apps and online ticket booking apps, among others. He said the government has adopted zero tolerance for consumer exploitation. The Supreme Court has pulled up the Punjab government for its failure to ensure the hospitalization of farmer leader Jagjit Singh Dhaliwal, who is on a fast unto death. Mr. Dhaliwal has been fasting at Khanauri, a border point between Punjab and Haryana, since November 26 in support of long-standing farmer demands, including a legal guarantee for minimum support price for crops, loan waivers and agricultural reforms. A vacation bench headed by Justice Suryakant told Punjab's Advocate General Gurminder Singh to comply with the court's previous orders, which instructed the state government to ensure Dhaliwal's health remained stable. The Supreme Court ordered the Punjab's Chief Secretary and Director General of Police to comply with its directives within 2 days, with the matter scheduled for a hearing on December 31. The Haryana government has approved the revision of the ex gratia amount to be given to the families of battle casualties of Armed Forces personnel and Central Armed Police Forces personnel. The ex gratia amount has been increased from 50 lakh to 1 crore rupees. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini informed this in a press conference. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has ordered an inquiry into the allegation that non-government people are collecting personal details of residents of Delhi for the proposed Mahila Samman Yojana. He also said that the Commissioner of Police may direct the field officers to take action as per the law against the persons who are breaching the privacy of citizens. He ordered action against private individuals organizing camps for fraudulent enrollment in government schemes. The Delhi LG ordered a probe in this regard after receiving complaints from Congress's New Delhi Assembly constituency candidate Sandeep Dixit. In Jammu and Kashmir, the snowfall occurring after a long dry spell and bone-chilling cold has caused severe disruptions, with life coming to a halt in many areas of the Kashmir region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.